Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're back. I love this topic. Carla,
literally yesterday.
I have to say something. Carla's dressed like Steve Jobs. I cannot stop.
I don't have a turtleneck.
It looked like a turtleneck before. I know it's not. This is just a biased comment
because you're just talking about the thing. Sorry.
No, I thought of the thing because I saw her her sweater.
I don't know why I think
you had like your hair next to it and it just looked all black. So it looked like a turtleneck.
Oh my god. That happened to me. Like, I went out Thursday. And it was very cold, so I was wearing like almost all my winter clothes are like very black. And then but I had a red turtleneck under. So then we get to the club. I was in a club with a turtleneck because it was very cold, okay? Then I take off, like, all the layers, and then I'm just with the red turtleneck. And everyone's like, oh, my God, your hair is so long. Because they couldn't see it from, like, because all my, like, outerwear was black.
My hair looked very short.
Because in the back, it's, like, short. And then when you could see it, like, in contrast with the color, it looked super long. It was like, oh, my God. Like, everyone said it at the same time.
All I got from this is that you're really Steve Jobs and you wore a turtleneck. Or you wear it every day.
I wore.
You went to the club.
I wore. But it was red.
I did end up at a club with a turtleneck once. Not a club. It was kind of a club.
It wasn't a club. Yeah, it was a bar, but yeah. It was, like, loud music.
Exactly like where clubs. I was. I literally came back home. I realized what time it was and I left and I rushed out and I grabbed the gray top. But for some reason, my turtleneck was in my tank top drawer and I grabbed the tank top. So I thought it was going in. But it was still winter, so it's fine. But it was inside. So inside, I would not be wearing a turtleneck because you guys know that I have a problem with sweating. So. Yeah, it was awful. But
I'm laughing, like, you look so old school.
And I'm like, drained, like, I'm sweating. I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm so unhappy.
I'm laughing because the last time we went out in London, Leticia, of course, was killing it and dancing and sweating. But before we leave, she's like, I need to find napkins. And I was like, what? She's just like, hold on. It's just going to be 1 second. I'm just going to get a few napkins. And then she gets like a ton and she's just like wiping away.
Guys, it's a serious problem. So I've been actually Googling it to find out what I can eat the days that I'm going out. So I sweat less when I'm
there. Botox. Yeah, you can't eat it. People put like Botox on their armpits. I know this like... one girl who did it. Yeah.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. My armpits are the least of my concern.
Yes. I know. Wait, do you think, did you find anything when you Googled
it? No. Apparently I need to drink more water and I drink enough water.
Yeah.
Like that's not it. But I don't know.
Wait, what happened to your chest pain?
Still there.
Really?
It's a bit better. Oh, no, it's awful. Like, it's awful that it's still there. It's a bit better. I'm back almost fully to yoga, but I'm doing everything adapted. So I'm not going on any handstands. I'm not really doing push. I'm doing everything so slowly. And I think everyone hates me in class. Everyone's like, what is this bitch doing here? Because I'm on, like, level 2 or 3 class, and I'm going dropping on my knees and doing things very slowly. Anyway, it's all about no judgment. It's about finding your own happiness and breathing. So those bitches can, you know. And guys, those are included under bitches too. Don't mean to be sexist.
Okay, we have a show to talk about in this episode. It's a great show. It's only, Carla, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's 7 episodes or 8.
Seven.
It's a mini series. It's on Netflix in English. It's called The Most Beautiful Thing. And in Portuguese, Letizia?
It's called A Coisa Mais Linda. Gianni has a hard time with this title.
Listen, I don't.
It's so cute.
I say La Coisa Mais Linda because I speak Spanish. That's why I do. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The show is in Portuguese.
About immigration.
The show
it's a Netflix show.
Show. It's in Portuguese, so you can watch it in the original language with subtitles, or I believe you can also translate it to English or whatever language you're watching it. It's a great show. I have to say, it's been a long time since I've seen such a great show.
It's because it combines everything.
Yes.
It combines strong characters, it combines a really well-written plot, and good music.
Great fashion. Yes, great music, great setting, the people, the characters, the story is by itself so good. Yeah, it's all in one, so there's so much to love. And I think any time that they have really good music, it's just like an extra notch. Like, you cannot not like it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that really took it over the top, I think, for me. So let's explain to the people that probably haven't seen it yet. So it's this one girl who's from São Paulo, aka Letizia. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I wish I looked like her or ended up with a hot guy like her.
The show is set in the 1960s, like late 1960s, going into the 1970s. So it's about a girl in São Paulo who's born into a really rich family and
clearly me.
For all those generations, like they've been, it's the last name that has been well known in São Paulo, especially, and also in Brazil. So, but because of the time, it was a time where women were not really having at all their own business or anything like that, or working. It was more like they were the wife and they had to marry someone, like a successful businessman or someone, a guy that was successful. So that happened. She got married. They had a kid. However, this is just a setup. I'm not giving much away. This happens in the first episode. That the husband. The husband leaves her, just literally leaves without saying much and just disappears. So then she's left like that. And he took away all her money, like all the money that her family had under her name, in her account. He took it and left the kid and left her. And like, so the show is about her reinventing herself and what she does with her life after that incident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And follow the lives of other women around her, but she's like the main character. And then she has friends that live different things that apply to women, like different scenarios of like family life or what like society like makes them do, because they come from different, they're put in different family positions, social positions,
in a way,
economics.
Now that we're talking about it, in a way it kind of has like a Big Little Lies vibe, except like in the 1960s in Rio,
the last episode.
But because again, it's like,
gave me all that vibes.
Yeah, because it's a
yes.
It's a life of women, and again, it's told from a not in the stereotypical perspective. You know, it's told in the sort of complete perspective of every, because women are not just housewives. Women are not just businesswomen. Women, you know, we all have more to us, and that's what I like about Big Little Lies and The Most Beautiful Thing, that they really tell the whole thing. Yeah, except this one was based, obviously, in the past and in South America. That's all I have to say.
It was very refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, to see a different kind of show. And then Netflix produced it, so it was, like, they put a lot of money. Like, I'm actually, like, low-key impressed with Netflix for, like, venturing out and doing, like, in different places, like, in Brazil. It was very good.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I agree.
It wasn't produced here, like in South America, but it was like they nailed it.
Yeah, I agree.
It was really, really good. They picked some very top notch actresses too. Really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think in the also something to add to the plot, her she had a plan with her husband to open a restaurant in Rio. And that's what she moves to Rio to do. And it's so good that she reinvents herself in the process of really doing something that is completely out of the books at that time for women.
Yeah.
And just, you hear that. Yeah, I won't say too much what she's going to do or what's happening.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say, just to put that into perspective, like her own dad told her, what are you doing? Like, why are you opening a bar? This is for like prostitutes. Like, you're not that. This is not who you are. Women are not allowed to do this. You have to be all this like kind of like perfect persona in the kitchen, mom, whatever that you think. Like, so like just opening a bar was really frowned upon back then.
Yeah. Yeah, altogether, I guess. And then a woman doing it is yeah. kind of like, dude, no. And it's and one like, of the scenes that I really enjoyed watching. I did enjoy. That's a bad choice of words because I hated it. But when she goes up to pitch her idea to a guy who is clearly attracted to her and thinks yeah. very highly of her, and
to Roberto.
He just cuts her right there. And Roberto. And he just Roberto. Cuts her right there. Like, oh, like you're too pretty for that. Jenny has been obsessed with one of the main characters' names.
Yes. I mean, the whole point is for us to discuss the whole show.
Okay, let's name it's the characters. Just party. Because, like, let's name the characters.
Let's meet okay. the characters.
Let's meet the characters. Let's okay. meet the characters. Leticia, please name the main character of the whole show.
The girl.
The girl, yes.
Her name is Maria Luisa, and her nickname, she goes by Malu.
Yes, like it, so when she reinvents herself, okay, I'm gonna give out a few spoilers, so just FYI yeah. be careful starting now. Okay,
it's like our book club but like the TV show club, right?
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, that was a good introduction, but if you don't mind spoilers, this is like the next part. Okay, so yes, when she reinvents herself and she moves from São Paulo to Rio, she changes like her name or like yeah her name, I guess, in a yes. way. So she goes by Malu. And then what are her friends' names?
Her best friend from high school is Ligia.
Ligia. Oh, yeah. Ligia. And then the two other girls?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Teresa.
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 Teresa and Adele. Adele.
Guys, whoever speaks English and has son, no idea why this is so funny.
Her
but...
son, her son is Carlinhos.
Really, I don't remember that. And then, okay, and then her love, her new love interest. Big spoiler about to happen. So turn it down. Go to the next podcast if you don't want to hear it. But I'm sorry, I almost swallowed my own saliva. It's Chic.
Chico. Is that Chico?
No, it's no. It's just Chico.
Chico. Guys, mind you that this is a very common name in Brazil. It's a very common nickname, too. Oh, all Franciscos go by Chico. FYI.
Chico.
Okay, but we love it, Lid.
Yeah, I know. You guys obsess over a like very yes, specific words in Portuguese.
Jura. Me encanta
Jura. Yeah,
I was obsessed. I kept repeating the words.
Same.
When they would describe things, but I don't remember. It was like something that they said. How do you say good?
Well, no. Yeah, I know.
Like
no,
when she was Carla, like,
they also say what you say. They would go beleza, right?
Beleza. Yeah, it's very common in Portuguese. Beleza. I've never seen Carla say that before. We say.
Oh my god! I don't say it. I don't say it as beleza. I say belleza, obviously.
Right.
No, like, yeah, I know, but. The way, because beleza means...
No, Carla, you just changed the language out of nowhere and go. Can you imagine? No, she would say it in Spanish. Like, not so often, but she definitely said it a few times to me, and I loved it. Like, you're talking...
But do you say it? Do you say...
Oh, beautiful. Like, oh my god.
I say it like... Perfect. Like when we make plans and it's like everything works out.
Yeah,
it's like,
same.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You guys yeah, this is the same in Portuguese. I've never seen you say that, Carlo. That's so funny.
No,
yeah,
I do
if
say
I'm texting my friends and we agree on doing something, and instead of saying okay, I said, oh, beleza.
I love that. That's how I use it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or for short, Billy.
No. Yeah.
Damn.
No, I swear. Damn. If you look at my text, instead of saying Belle, okay. Sometimes I don't have time. I'm saying Belle.
By the way, this means beautiful. So if you're making plans with someone and it's like, oh, it works out, 8 p.m., yes, see you there. Beautiful. That's what that means. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same effect in English.
Yeah. Yeah, it killed the vibe as soon as I...
It clearly killed it.
Sorry, but it's, like, cool in Portuguese and Spanish.
Okay, back to Coisa Mais Linda. Okay, we mentioned the main characters because it's basically these four women. Right? It's Maria, yes. Malu, Ligia, Teresa, and Adelia. Adelia.
I refuse to but say they their
touch,
names.
Okay, they touch all kinds of topics, like racism, yes. Sexism, and then, like, the, domestic violence.
Domestic abuse, yeah.
What else? Sexism.
Definitely sexism.
And it's, like, and it happens to, like to each one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to get in depth with that or just, like, general idea of, like, what we learned from this.
Yeah, we can be broad in the sense that, for example, I really like the fact that they targeted different topics regardless of what their background was. So they try to kind of show different things, not only the topic itself, but also with you coming from a different background and that being very, very rich, rich going poor, poor trying to make a living and barely making it. And I just thought it was very interesting that too.
They also have another really good storyline. It's the one from, I think it was this black girl who lived at the favelas, right, Leticia? Correct me if I'm wrong. And how she became really good friends with Maru, the main character. Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning of the show, she was sort of like her housekeeper, maid, you know, slash nanny. And she, at the end, they became really good friends at the beginning, actually, they became really good friends. And then they started together. They became business partners and started the bar together, which was kind of also very unique at that time. Like, it was already unique for Maru. But then it was very unique for a black woman from the favelas to even be friends with a, I guess, white Brazilian woman, mm-hmm. let alone be business partners and have this whole thing. So it also tackles in, like, racism on top of sexism onto feminism, you know. So it's very complex. That's a storyline that I really loved.
Yes. But I appreciated that it didn't go on for, like, 20,000 episodes. It was like they nailed everything.
Yes,
and you understood everything and, like, got it. You didn't have to explain that much. It was like,
yeah, it was short and sweet, kind of like Big Little Lies. And they just deliver it, and they deliver in such a what's the word that I'm looking for? Crap, I'm not gonna know now. But so they deliver it so well that it's just like, oh yeah. Great. And now, I mean, it's a major cliffhanger in the end, but it is what it is. I'm not going to say what it is. But
I didn't finish Big Little Lies, but I liked this one more, even though it's, like, different. But then Big Little Lies, it's, like, more types of women, like, different types of women. And there's, like, all this, like, whole spectrum. It's not just, like, this one type of woman. Like, so you could relate to, like, all these kinds of women, which I appreciate. But I loved this one. The culture, you just felt so much culture in this episode.
Yeah, for me, it hits very close to home. When I watched it, I think I texted Gianni that week.
Oh, it was so close.
Yeah, I sent her a voice note because I went to visit my dad's distant cousin and we were having a whole Brazilian weekend. We had pão de queijo. We had feijoada. Mm-hmm.
How come you never have this when we see each other?
Yeah, I think it looks Brazilian.
You had me up on the queijo.
So, and then we're sitting around and we were trying to decide what to watch. We watched the newest episode of Game of Thrones. And then we were just sitting on the couch trying to decide what we're going to watch. And then I was like, well, there is this thing, this show that my friend told me. Oh, because she was trying to get me to watch a novella. And I said, absolutely not. I'm going to get addicted to it. And then I'm not going to have a life anymore.
Yeah.
So let's watch this one that my friend recommended. We binge watched it. the weather wasn't nice. It was warm, but it was rainy. So we just sat there and we watched it back to back. We just watched the whole thing. The only thing missing was brigadeiro. Do you guys know what brigadeiro is?
Yeah, I have some downstairs from a birthday party I went yesterday. I brought for my brother, it's not for me.
I also agree with you, Carla. I liked it better than, I mean, I love Big Little Lies, but I really liked this one better, actually. Like I said, I haven't seen a show this good in a very long time. I think it was like Big Little Lies, but on top of that, it had the music aspect.
I was just going to say it.
Which adds a ton.
It's a very quiet show, Big Little Lies. Did you guys feel that? It's not a loud show.
The thing is, I couldn't relate to any. It wasn't like I didn't click with it, but I didn't finish it. So then again, I'm missing a whole section of the series.
I think I appreciated how well it was written and how good the characters are, but it is a more slow paced show.
Suspenseful. It's more like
For sure.
It is.
I think No, I was going to say, for Big Little Lies, I only appreciate it, like, fully once I saw the whole thing and I saw the end.
Yeah.
Like, agree.
And then I go back and I'm like, okay, everything is
plot twist.
I love all those women on that show.
I am very biased towards the women in that show. Mostly the director / main character, Reese Witherspoon. So I loved it just because I was watching her the whole time. And I cannot wait for next season because, guys, by the way, did you guys watch the stories and the pictures with Meryl Streep on
them?
Yeah, thriving. Yeah. Anyway, but no, I like this one because I loved the Quiz on My Being. I'm not gonna preach because I'm very biased, but it just felt like home the whole show. It was so good. It was so good. Critics about so many different things about society, about Brazilian society, about the world. But what I like most about it is that, although it mentions favelas and it mentions things that are particular about Brazil, you can literally take this story and place in any other country, almost. The storylines and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit, of course, going to slightly change. The music, of course, not going to be that good.
Hashtag bias.
Definitely not the landscape, the bitches, or anything like that. Definitely not. But, I mean, the story is just about women struggling with different things and women overcoming it. And you see that everywhere in the world. And you see how women, supporting women, is so important. You don't realize that. You think you're just being, you know, friends and besties, and you got drunk in the club, and you made a friend in the bathroom, and now you're going to be at their wedding sort of thing. That's also super cool, but when you actually get the chance to empower someone, and it's not only this, she had the chance to do it through a major thing, like opening a bar, but there are so many little things that you can really be by and help your friends that really empower them, and really, it's a good thing, and it goes both ways, I think.
Breach.
Yes.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Keep on going. Yeah.
No, but really, I felt that. It portrayed through the screen.
Yeah.
We're like just loving it. You're like, we don't have any more words for good.
And
like,
I think you're gonna be hooked I think you're gonna be hooked at least after the second episode already. I think you're gonna it's gonna be already like,
I know. It also frustrated me though a little. So I was like, oh my god, I wanna be like that so bad. I wanna like break the rules, but here I am again.
Oh, I know. I'm also listening to Michelle Obama's book. I'm doing the audio book.
Yeah.
She's reading it, so I thought it was pretty cool. And I was just in a part where she's just questioning about always following the rules and not doing anything different with her life, and how at one point that felt very not satisfying enough anymore. And the whole time I'm walking down the street, I'm like, yes, you tell him. And I'm like, dude, that's because that's how I feel sometimes. But anyway, I feel like moving here and working a different line of work and things like that have kind of helped, but it also opened to so many doors, to so many questions that I'm still like struggling with. But going back to Cosa Madlinda, if that's what we want to focus on, I also think we're very biased and like it because it kind of reminds you of Novella a bit.
I don't know. I just really like the show. I think it's a great show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
For me, like, I see the resemblance with the Novella a little bit. I see it for sure. But I don't know. I just really liked it.
The thing is, a Novella, like, it's a type of show that focuses on a love ending, yeah. Like, or a love unity of two people. Like, that's the main focus of the Novella, and then you have all the little stories that are less around important.
True.
And then this show had love, had suspense, had fights, had drama, whatever, but it was all mixed in one. But the goal was to show you this, like, the journey of this one person. It wasn't, like, the goal of, like, a couple, you know?
Yeah,
that was, like, the difference. And I think novellas are very set up, like, this is how it has to go. Novellas, not TV shows.
Yeah, yeah. You from the first episode, you know how the novella is going to end. You don't know how people are going to die in the process and who you're going to hate and go back to it, but you know how it's going to end.
Who's going to get smacked in the face? Because it's, like, safe, like... like the two of them are not gonna die, like, you know, they're not gonna die, and they're like put in like death situations since episode one, so like, you know, they're not gonna die.
I think this is why I'm so traumatized by Grey's Anatomy, because I went from novellas to Grey's Anatomy. Yes. And Jesus Christ,
novellas were in this.
Yeah, you know, that's so true.
Yeah,
you know, that's why kids, like, do you know how the kids love rewatching movies, right?
100%. 100% why I like to rewatch movies.
Yeah, it's because you feel safe. You know how it's gonna end.
Yes. Can I tell you one of my weirdest habits, according to some of my friends? I don't like rewatching movies at all because I don't like knowing what's going to happen. The same way that I don't even want you to tell me what color is the house of a show or movie that I haven't seen. I don't like watching it twice.
I mean, my favorite movies, I rewatch it.
When I was little, like, I saw
Disney movies, all of them. I need to go watch Aladdin, by the way. But
oh, so I watched it. Yeah, I watched it with my niece.
It was cute.
What was that? Was it good?
I made the bad choice of going where it's like dubbed to Spanish already because I was with my niece. No. But my niece speaks English, so I could have gone to like the original one because then I could have used it with Myth. It sucked.
Oh my god!
How does it go in Spanish?
So funny.
Sorry, how does it go in Spanish? The main
Which
song.
Aladdin.
I can show.
No.
I can show you the world.
We are all new. Un mundo ideal.
In Portuguese is un mundo ideal também.
Claro, it's the same. And then
claro.
Lo mundo ideal. Jokes. And I know.
Oh my god! And the Spanish version is with Becky G.
No.
I will.
She's my bitch, so though. These days she has been thriving.
I like it.
Did you know? This is so random. But did you know that Good Bunny? Or no. I messed it up. Okay, I'll just say it really quick now. Did you know that Bad Bunny has a foundation? And we're like, what's the name? Good Bunny. I read a tweet. Bad Bunny has a foundation about blah blah blah. Blah. He named it Good Bunny. So now I get confused between Good Bunny and Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is the kind of guy that would be by Teresa's.
I love Teresa.
Which one would you relate more if you had to choose?
I thought I was relating more to the blonde one. That's Teresa, right?
Teresa.
No.
Yeah. I thought I was relating more to her until something happened towards the end. I was like, okay.
Yeah, same.
Hello?
So then I went back to, I think, Maru. I don't know. I don't know, actually.
Teresa.
Anything can happen, I guess.
Yeah. I loved her, yes. I loved it. But I can't relate.
I love Tere.
I don't know.
I think she's a very strong character.
Yeah, I loved her.
Super strong. Yes, nailed it. Yeah. But, I mean,
Yeah.
If you want to feel inspired, happy, and supported.
Yes, every episode I felt that.
Exactly. Welcome to Brazil, bitches.
Oh, and there was also, there was no, like, women getting back on women, like wishing the worst for the other one. Everyone was on their lane, just, like, doing their thing, and then when they needed help, they would, like, talk to each other and, like, help each other. But they weren't, like, against each other, which is what we usually see, like, at the end of the day, it's, like,
oh, they fight over a guy or something like that.
Yeah, there was none of that. Or none that I remember.
I also loved that, although Chico was beautiful, and I like how it wasn't all about them on the show. Because he did some major F-ups during that made me so... I texted Jenny throughout the whole thing. And mind you, this was an afternoon, so it was just me texting Jenny. I got so angry at some scenes. Like, he's so attractive, but he's such a dick sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Most men. No, the biggest bitches were the mothers of the guys.
The old ladies. Oh my god, I hated that girl.
My god, I wanted to punch every single mom in that old lady.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
All of them. It was like, oh my gosh. But then again, you see like how, like what they know and what they're used to, and like that's just their times. But I mean,
what?
Just...
what?
I don't know. Those were like the those were like the villains. And
yeah, it's funny because there are no really villains in the story, though. If you think about it, it's
fucking
just
Augusto. I fucking hate him. That's a fucking villain.
wait. Who? Sorry, I saw this a very long time ago.
Ligia's husband.
Hate him.
Which one was Ligia again?
Short hair. Really pretty.
Hair. That she
sang. The
friend
from high school?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was in.
And his mom was worse.
Yes. His mom was really bad. Yes. Oh, and then his brother was the one with, okay.
With Teresa.
Yeah.
My brother is the one with Teresa.
Yeah.
Teresa is such a strong character that you completely disregard the fact that she's married to someone else. Like, he comes up a couple times and he's just her side piece. And I love it.
Yes. I was like, I was very impressed with that relationship. Like, I had never seen, like,
such a healthy relationship.
Such a healthy relationship. I mean, I don't know how healthy it was, but, like, it worked for them.
It kind of reminds me.
No, I think it's pretty healthy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess healthy to you means could mean different things.
Correct.
But what the definition is of
it
healthy,
worked for them.
It worked. Yeah, exactly.
And they were being honest with each other. They were like,
very honest, which is such a rare thing to find.
Yes.
Like they pick honesty over
anything.
I guess. Temporary.
I guess that helps. It's like no games. Like, if you want my trust, like, it's all in. Like, everything.
Exactly. I think they realize that maybe being upset at some of those things is only temporary. What's more important is the trust that they built long term in the relationship, which works for them pretty well. And considering everyone else in that show, I think they thrive the most.
True.
And they are not, like, although it's such a strong relationship and they do so well and it's really, really working out for them, they both have storylines and they have their own separate lives. And I love that, too.
Yes. Separate lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was about to say that, like, in some degree, let me just specify that, she reminds me of my mom and he, like my parents' relationship, and they like small degrees, more of their personalities kind of thing. Yeah,
love that.
Nice.
Yeah,
support, love, trust.
So cute.
Honesty.
Love them.
They were just throwing some random words.
See if they flow or something.
Oh my god. Well, I love that. Like, you guys suggested the show because I wouldn't have watched it. So.
This is working.
You are welcome.
Yeah, I have no idea how I missed this one, but Jenny, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
I catch them all.
Okay, Pokemon.
Okay, thank you so
guys,
much.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Go turn on your Netflix, watch The Most Beautiful Thing. I promise you, I think watch 2 episodes. If you don't like it after that, do not watch it anymore, but I think you will.
Okay. Enjoy, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.